much for accepting an invitation to participate in this interview. Could you please introduce yourself, please?
My name is Peter Pilz, and I'm a member of the Austrian Parliament, and I'm doing the investigation on the whole Rafsa Chani case.
Dr. Pilz, my understanding is that after that murder of Dr. Rosenblulik, Dr. Rosenblul and his associates in Vienna in 1989, first of all, can I ask you to describe what happened and why you've been so vigorously investigating this case?
In this triple murder, a friend of mine who supported Dr. Rosenblul and his comrade in the negotiations, in the so-called negotiations, was also killed. So I was personally interested to know who were the killers and who gave them the orders. And after looking into the documents of our police and of our courts, it was very clear that all Austrian authorities knew from the very beginning the presidency of Iran itself was responsible for the killing.
You mean the president of Iran at the time, Mr. Rafsanjani?
Mr. Rafsanjani was at the top of the killing command.
Okay. And I mean, what made you to believe, to come to that conclusion? May I ask that?
We had proofs. We knew who the killers were. We knew how the chain of order worked. And we got the documents from Austrian and German authorities. You know, there was a second triple murder in Berlin.
Yeah, you're talking about the...
They also came to the conclusion that the order was given from Tehran, from Mr. Rafsanjani personally.
Okay. And then you recently, I know that you have wrote a book called Escort to Tehran.
Yeah.
In which you also claim that some Austrian authorities have been complicit with the Iranian authorities to release or to let the killers or those who perpetrated those terrors escape to Iran. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And our former president was personally involved, and our former Minister of Justice. But that's a long time ago. They are no active politicians anymore. But Mr. Rafsanjani is still active. So we have to concentrate on him and his helpers and his whole political gang. And that's what we are doing at the moment.
Okay. Dr. Pilz, this murder took place in mid-1989. I know that I've been told that you've been following and investigating this case for a long time. But then, all of a sudden, after a few years, you had a press conference a few weeks ago, if I'm not wrong, in late May, that you have said that you have come to across some new documents or new proofs that sort of strengthened reconfirms your initial conclusions. Could you talk about that, please?
Yeah, there's a new witness. And I was informed by Mr. Banisad, by former President Banisad, that I could talk to this witness in Paris, and I did this about 3 weeks ago. And after that, I held a press conference because there were lots of new facts. We didn't know that there were two teams, a so-called negotiation team and a killing team, a hit team, and we know now the names of the hit team. One of them might be the actual mayor of Tehran.
Are you Do you mean Mr. Ahmadzadeh, who's also a presidential candidate?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Yes.
And you see, three of the six assigned candidates were involved in the murder case of Vienna. So that seems to be quite interesting, and that those were new facts. And I was informing I did inform the public about those new facts. Now it's a case of our policy and our police and of our criminal courts, and they are going to make a decision what to do with the new witness and what to do with Mr. Afsanjani and his whole gang.
Dr. Pils, why this press conference now that is close to presidential election in Iran?
Maybe the witness tried to reach the public because of the elections.
I see.
Because he didn't want a killer to be elected president of the Republic of Iran.
Okay.
I think there might be some political interest, but I don't mind. Murder is murder, and I don't make a difference if it's going to be disclosed close to elections or not.
Okay, but then let me ask you this question that does this new witness, as I understand you call it Witness D, has he just shed new lights in this whole episode and reconfirmed your findings, your previous findings, or he just making new claims?
He informed us about facts we didn't know. And our police checked it in detail. And they told me they were definitely surprised by the facts he knew, so they have to talk with him now. I can't tell you what's going to be the outcome of these talks and these interviews, but these interviews are going to be prepared now, and I think within 1 month time we're going to know what this is going to mean for Mr. Afsanjani and his friends.
So, it was, as you know, it was reported in the Daily Courier in Austria and also the Die Welt newspaper in Germany that this whole file, this whole case may be reopened. Is that true?
Yeah, that's possible, but that's a decision of our criminal court, and I'm not going to comment it before it has been done.
I see. And then you mentioned that three of the candidates in presidential election in Iran have been involved, according to you and your witnesses and documents, in the murder of Dr. Gassemlu and his associates. You named Mr. Afsanjani as the president, Mr. Ahmadinejad as one of the terror team leaders. Who's the other one, sir?
I have to look for his name. His name is Rezai.
Oh, that Mr. Rezai, who was the head of the Pasdaran Corp then?
Yeah, that's right. He's been head of Pasdaran, and he's also been responsible for the Gassemlu murder, and he's also a candidate for presidency.
Okay. Well, Dr. Pertz, thank you very much for the time given us. Is there anything that you want to add to what you said? And
no, it's okay. I think you asked me everything I could answer.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.